James, good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Oh, doing great.
Well, thanks for getting up so early. It's 7 o'clock in the morning there in Washington.
Yeah, I'm usually up. I live on a ranch. I'm usually up at 6 and getting after the doors here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What kind of ranch do you have?
Well, right now we've got goats and sheep and some pretty massive gardens. We used to have yaks for a while, but too many people, wanted to be yak whisperers and walked into the field. They don't have to be good with the bull.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a yak whisperer.
Yeah. They just, watch too many movies.
Uh-huh. So when you were a young boy, did you think about all these things, all these wild things that you're, and they're not really wild. These are all real things as far as I'm concerned, right? They're all these real things that the other world people weren't thinking about?
Well, I was having experiences at a very young age. When I was 5, I was in the hospital. I was dying of bronchial pneumonia. And I had beans coming to me, a woman all dressed in blue. And she would stroke my head and talk to me and pulled me through it. And wow. And so, I've always been between worlds, you might say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This bean was, did she manifest in the physical, or where do you think she was on maybe an astral or another plane and you just saw her? Do you know?
It was physical to me, but I would imagine she's probably non-physical to the others. The I kept asking the other nurses, who's the woman in blue? They all wore green. They had green outfits on, so they said, we don't know what you're talking about. And they said, you're just, hallucinating or something. But, I kind of come with near-death experiences that, what's funny is she's a substance to eat, and I ate it, and it was like the consistency of ice cream, but it wasn't. And I was never sick after that. I didn't miss a day of school after that.
Now, what was that now? She gave you a substance?
Yeah, the last visit, she gave me in a small little bowl. She gave me this substance to eat, and I never got sick. And I think I know what it is because I know a German biophysicist that has created something very similar, and it's crystallized oxygen is what it is.
Crystallized oxygen. How in the heck do you crystallize oxygen?
Well, with about 9 PhDs and a whole room full of equipment.
And if you live on another reality, right? Maybe. If she was other than physical, I mean, she had to manifest in the physical to give you something physical, wouldn't she?
Well, it seems that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So you actually had a physical bowl of something, James, in your hand.
Yeah, she gave me something and I ate it. They can manifest in the physical. We're having a lot of apparitions here, of Mary and Kuan Yin and Babaji and some of the other masters, because the veils between worlds are real thin here. We're in an extreme magnetic anomaly.
Okay, we're talking with James Gilliland, and I tell you what, my computer is now acting up. Is Mercury and Mercury great? It's all your fault, James. You can talk to all these ETs. They're probably... Hey, are there a lot of other than earthly beings, James, that really would like to help us in some way?
Yeah, definitely. We have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent.
Right.
And so that's happening in the lower planes, in the lower astral level or the lower fourth dimension. And then when you get out of there and you get into the upper dimension, there are whole civilizations of beings that would have what we would call Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness that are totally evolved, totally enlightened. And they can assist us in this awakening healing process. And they're actually coming in now. So you've got 5th, 6th, 7th, all the way up to 13th dimensional beings that are assisting the Earth right now. Most people would not be aware of them, because I've had my own near-death experience and I've gone to the source. I kind of left the door open. I could go back and forth and experience these beings. And actually work with them, and I help people work with their own multidimensional selves and work with these beings for their own healing or their own awakening. But there it's so vast. I mean, this multiverse we live in is beyond our imagination.
I
think it's hilarious when people say that Earth is the only place there's intelligent life or whatever.
That's close.
You know, you got 200 billion suns out there minimum. I think they've gone up in numbers. 500 billion galaxies are aware of.
Right.
And that's just the third dimension. When you add the other dimensions in there, it's so vast. And there's beings thousands, you know, millions of years ahead of us, some billions in evolution. And you have to evolve spiritually or you do yourself in.
But, you know, so
they're out there. Yeah. I mean, it's a matter of us engaging them and rising to the occasion.
But to your point about Earth, there seems to me, my experience, that there is something, James, something special about Earth, that the souls that are here today, you and I and our listeners, I think we've been through a lot. I think I think we've had many, many kabillions of lives, and the Earth is a kind of a special place for some reason, that you have a chance here to really get it together this lifetime. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. I mean, a lot of it's incarnated from these higher dimensions to bring that wisdom here to the Earth and help out the Earth in its awakening healing process. And so we have the knowledge of these extremely advanced cultures within us, and a lot of people just don't fit in, and they weren't supposed to fit in. You know, they were supposed to be an example and help others wake up, but we start, you know, doubting, and we start judging ourselves, and then we go down that path, you know, and then we get caught up in all the chaos down here. But the main thing is we have to start awakening to, you know, we're the ground crew. We came here to assist in this process, and we need to, you know, find out what our own unique soul purpose is and get on with it, because there's such it's a major event that's going on right now, and we're all, you know, participants in it. We just have to figure out what our role is and get on with it.
So you really believe that this time in the whole 2012 thing and everything that's gone on, say, I guess since the 40s or 50s and the New Age, you know, all that movement that began 50 years ago, that there is something special about this time spiritually for souls on Earth?
Oh, definitely. This is graduation, basically, and some are going to graduate and some are not. But you can't get around it. I mean, it's obvious. You can watch. You can see everything is moving so fast right now, you know, socially, economically, and physical Earth changes are happening as well, because the Earth's expanding, and there's a lot more energy going into the Earth. So she's going to have to adjust to that. But, you know, we're going through a super energized place in space that we had never been before, that we have any written knowledge of. But it's obvious, you know, that, you know, the scientists know about it, the ones that are doing the real research, and then you have the other scientists that are just maintaining the status quo. You can't really go to them for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a saying, NASA, you know, means never a straight answer, you know, or you know, you can't get it. But if you go to other countries and go to their space websites and things like that, or solar observatories and things, you can get, you know, the real data, the real information. And you know, the Schumann resonance has been off the scale. It's gone past 1,000, and it should be like 7.8. So that alone, if you go to the Russian site, they'll tell you real time, you know, what the Schumann resonance is. And when you see the Schumann resonance spike, you can watch everybody go a little crazy, you know, on the planet. So if you watch the solar sites and know, you know, there's a solar storm happening, and you see the Schumann resonance, what I do when I see that, and it's kind of crazy, I really limit my interaction, you know, with the outer world, and it seems to be a lot more beneficial.
We've heard about the Schumann resonance of, what is it, 7.8 or something, as you say,
yes,
that we're most comfortable with. So this number, the 7.8, is moves to 1,000?
Yeah, last Easter it went up to 1,000, and it's all over the place. I mean, it's holding at a very high frequency right now. So, you know, it's creating that those that vibrational lifting or change that everybody's experiencing right now. So, you know, this isn't woo-woo stuff. You know, this is, you know, this is science. This is, you know, you can do the research and find out that this is definitely happening. You know, it's measurable. It's, you can see the effects of it. And, you know, if you do the research, you'll know it's there.
So when you say feel the effects of it, if a soul is caught into the illusion, as most souls are, God love them, that they are the, you know, the mind and the emotions and all that, it, as you're talking about, what is this? How does that work with them? Does it help them to get some aha moments, or just depending on their level of awareness of how it may affect them?
It does. It helps them, but most of them are in reactionary mind where they're just reacting to the energy, and they think it's an external source. It's mainly an internal. It's affecting you internally. But the what's sad is most people just believe they're a body and a personality, and they've gone through extensive social programming, you know, and they're waiting for, you know, CNN or MSNBC or one of those guys to tell them how to think and how to live, and they've lost the ability to, you know, of critical thinking. And when you watch this, it's very sad to see that, you know, that what's happening. But, you know, there is a great awakening happening. People are awakening and starting to figure this out, and they're seeing all the deceptive energies and things. But if you get into any of the music industry, the movie industry, the news industry, all that stuff, it's programmed to lock you into the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And so people's consciousness is operating from that level, and they're in reactionary mind. And, you know, you really think about it, that's basically what they push. They just keep pumping out, you know. You know, you should be very afraid, you know. There's this happening around the world. They pump out, you know, if you drive the right car and buy the right gear, and you're going to get the sexy blonde in a bikini, and, you know, because, and they just keep pumping that out, and people who are using those venues for their, you know, for their information, you might say, are being socially engineered. And so we need to get away from that and get out in nature and find ourselves again and get in touch with our own souls.
Who we really are.
Get out of all this social programming.
Can it be argued that this is the way the thing was set up, though? You know, people call it the devil or the lower worlds, you know, the lower forces. But aren't these people out there to help us to see that this is not who we are?
Well, yeah, you know, it's like you can't build a bridge without some boulders coming
that's
at you. But
right.
It's true, but it's gotten so, it's almost epidemic right now, the dark side, and people are starting to figure it out that if you look behind these organizations, the owners of these organizations and who's really, you know, pulling the strings and calling the shots, it goes into non-physical realm, and it goes into reptilian, demonic, and some other pretty ugly things. And that's why you hear all these stories about these ceremonies where people, you know, sell their souls, and they do. They even, you know, I hate to get into that area, but there's even child sacrifice and things like that. It's crazy stuff. And, you know, they're worshiping Baal or Baphomet or one of these other deities. And unfortunately, that is rampant throughout all the hierarchies, you might say, here. And people are just now waking up to this. And I've seen it. I've had to deal with it. And these guys definitely do not like me because I'm aware of who they are and what they're doing and how this process works.
But then, isn't it always going to kind of be like this, James, on planet Earth? The dark and the light? I mean, this is a land of opposites, right? Nothing exists except in relation to its opposite. So maybe this idea of peace on Earth is not really, you know, we were bought into when we were hippies 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And the real peace is in our heart and who we are as soul.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Mary said that. She made it very clear. She said that, you know, universal peace will not come through religions or governments, but through the hearts of you know, the people. And it's up to us, you know, to rise to the occasion and just not participate in a lot of these things. And it's very important. But the one thing, the good news is that all of these things have a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And these kingdoms are imploding on themselves because they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. So it's not sustainable. You know, mm-hmm. the way things are set up now, it's not sustainable. The old system is going to collapse, and a new system based on universal law, which is basically universal peace and brother sister love and individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. It's unity consciousness. That's where we're going, and they call it the ninth wave. The minds call it the ninth wave. We're right in the middle of that right now, and everything that doesn't resonate with it is coming up, you know, to be dealt with. And that's why you're seeing, you know, the rapid change, the chaos, the people are, their masks are coming down, and we're seeing who they really are. And all this thing is surfacing right now. It's coming up for people to take a long, hard look at. And, you know, the bottom line is love is the ultimate power, and love always empowers. It doesn't overpower. It doesn't control and manipulate or dominate. And if you don't rise to the occasion with this shift that's going on, you know, you won't be frequency specific to the planet and her ascension process, and your kingdom is going to implode, which is probably your body as well. People are just not going to make it through this shift unless they match the frequency or continue to rise with these frequencies.
Yeah, it's well said. It's really difficult on the body, isn't it, when we don't understand how it works and what's going on. I mean, the amount of diseases, what we call diseases, it's just incredible now, the problems that people are having. And
Yeah, it's rough. It's the challenges are intense, but you know, the good news is that you're an eternal soul. You know,
sure.
This is just one of many experiences. And I know that from experience, you know, a couple of experiences in that genre. But, with me, I'm fully aware of the vast majority of my life. And I know where I've been, what I've done, everything else. I know this is just another meat suit that I'm wearing right now with another body and a personality. So, there's so much more to us. And we need to realize that, you know, there is another side, and we're going to go to a place that is frequency specific to us, you know, so your consciousness magnetizes you to that place. There's so many planes and dimensions out there, so if you have a really negative consciousness and you had a whole life of controlling and dominating and manipulating others, and you're not going to go to a very high level, and you're going to go to a level where all the others of like mind are there, and you're just going to be trying to dominate and control and manipulate each other, and you know, with no love or joy or bliss.
Yeah.
And if you have a life of, you know, where you practice kindness and you're in service to humanity, earth, and you know, you're going to end up going to a very high level. It's an amazing system the way it's set up.
Yeah.
It's genius, you know, but it works.
And if we take the position, which I do, and I suspect you do, and many others, that we're all one. I mean, it's just one big glob of God, right? And so we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to wish anybody ill will, I don't care who they are, you know, whatever, the IRS, the, you know, whatever, Federal Reserve, or I don't know, you know, whoever, you know, it just hurts us. It simply does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, you drop into that frequency, and it's a very ugly frequency, I would say it. But, you know, it's, and these guys, you know, most of them are just doing what they're told. But what I see is that there is going to be a massive change on this planet, every level, social, economic, physical. We're going to go through a huge transition. And especially in the economy is going to level out and be more level on the playing field. And and there's going to be a major change economically. Socially, people are starting to wake up, and they're saying, you know what, I want to transcend all these religious and cultural boundaries.
Right.
You know, I want to just, you know, get beyond all that and, you know, go into unity consciousness or just shift out of that energy. I don't want to participate in all these other games. And so it's happening on a mass scale, and it's like the source itself is pressing in with all the higher dimensions, and the beings on those dimensions are pressing in on the earth right now. And the earth is expanding as well. And so she's in her ascension process, and caught in the middle are, us, a lot of the people that are still running around thinking their bodies and personalities, a lot of wounded people are caught in the middle. And then there's these other unseen negative influences that are also, part of that, and they're trying to run around and create as much havoc as possible and connect into people. And so that's what we're going through right now. I tell people, if you're experiencing a lot of anger and sadness and sorrow, it may not be yours. You might be plugged into some unseen negative influences. It might be, your neighbors or your friends. And when somebody walks in the room and you're really happy and all of a sudden you just feel angry or you feel sad, you're picking up on that person's energy. Well, there's a lot of discarnate spirits out there that don't have a body, but they still have a mental and emotional body, and you're picking up their energy as well. So it's very important to know yourself, know your energies, know when there's changes or shifts in your energy, know when there's external forces at play, and learn how to heal those energies and clear your space and clear the space for others.
Talking with James Gillian, and if my computer works, I'd actually pull up his bio again. Man, I tell you what, James, I get on with you, and man, everything doesn't work. I don't know what's up with
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
It's no accident, right? It's just no accident. But James, a minister, he's a counselor, internationally known lecturer. How many books have you written, James?
There's 4 books.
And what are they on, what we're talking about?
The first book is Reunion with Source, and it covers a lot of the tools and techniques that we're talking about here, and as well as other stories. And the second one is Becoming God, where we're merging with the one consciousness, that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And it doesn't mean that you're become God, Lord over others. That's a misconception.
Right.
And then the third book is The Ultimate Soul Journey, and that's just a lot of the experiences I had along the way. And it talks about the different beings that I engaged and their message, and a lot of information in that one as well. And the fourth book is Anunnaki Return. And it talks about the benevolent Anunnaki that are returning right now, and they're calling the fallen Anunnaki before the councils and saying, hey, you really messed up here, you broke universal law, and you're basically done. So that's going on. But it talks about Anunnaki Return, talks about a lot of the different star nations, who they are, how they're working with us right now, and the major cleanup, of all the fallen ones that are that have happened on the planet right now.
The old guard, we used to call them, we called them mouth-breathing Anunnaki, right? That's what we call them.
Yeah.
I always liked that term.
Well, people, if they really understood their history, they would realize, this is written in Australia on the Gosford Glyph. It's written in stone, and it has the history of Earth as being colonized not once but several times, and people having to start over as primitives because of major cataclysms. Well, some of those beings didn't start over. They left. They went to the stars, and they continued to evolve. And those are the groups that are coming back right now. But like Atlantis and Lemuria, those were Pleiadian colonies. And when you read the ancient text, it talks about Marduk, and Marduk made a pact with the reptilians and some other low-level entities for total supremacy of the Earth. And we've been dealing with that nonsense ever since that time. And that's being cleaned up right now. So you've got the fallen Anunnaki, you've got some reptilian serpent beings, some other beings like that that are been wreaking havoc on the earth for quite some time, some of the demonic realms, and those are being cleaned up as we speak.
Just one big party, James.
Yeah, it's a mess. I think they underestimated, the mess, and they thought it would be a lot easier, and I think they thought humanity would obviously choose the light, you know, once it was given to them. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think they underestimated the stubbornness and the ego, you know, and people just not wanting to let go of things that no longer serve them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, do you think there were beings at some point that actually kind of mess with our DNA or made these bodies a little bit more difficult to live in?
Yeah, definitely. There's, well, in the past it talks about how a lot of experiments were being done. It's written in stone. It shows the ships coming down in Australia, and it shows a Denisovan man that was there at the time, and they added their DNA to that group. And when you look at the genome experiment, we all have Aboriginal genes, all of us do. And so that's the tie, that's the connector between all of us. And so we have the genes of the gods, and then we have the Aboriginal genes as well. And, you know, it's not junk DNA, it's just not active. But that's starting to get activated, and so, you know, people are starting to wake up. And when these lines start opening up, people become more telepathic, mm-hmm. they become more aware of the future and the past. They become more sensitive to the energies. You know, they can go forward or backward in time and things like that. Like bilocation starts happening. A lot of these gifts come. Their cities start activating in people, as well as the salamander gene, which is a gene that actually heals the body. You can actually grow a new arm. So a lot of this is being activated right now, and that's what people are going through.
So, as soul, do you think then our state of consciousness then controls this body, these bodies?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Whatever our state of consciousness as a soul inhabiting this body is affecting, yes. It must be able to change it. I mean, that's what's happening with the whole genes and what do we call it? What is it? Epigenetics and all that. We're changing our genes with our state of consciousness.
Exactly. You know, they've proven that yogis and lamas who meditate and do their spiritual practices have a lot more codons activated. They also have proven that you can actually change DNA with lasers. You can actually take a laser and shoot it through a frog egg into a salamander egg, and the salamander will become a frog. And so they're finding out that water also holds DNA, that DNA can actually form in water. If you have the same DNA, you know, it'll be in a total sterile tube, and you put DNA next to it, and it'll actually start forming in the water. So it's like a transmitter, and so it's not fixed. And, you know, before we used to think it was fixed. Well, it's not fixed. And there's a whole lot of people on this planet right now that actually got DNA upgrades to help with this shift that we're going through.
It's like
and they're more connected to the higher dimensions than they are to what's happening here on Earth.
Yeah. That's great. DNA upgrade. I love that term. That's great. I love that. Wow, man. So what kind of advice or insights can you give our listeners around the world? Because we talk a lot about health and nutrition and natural healing here, James, during the week,
mm-hmm.
to help them to help their body to heal.
I think right now, just on the physical level, we've got to find ways of detoxing the body, and really be aware of what we put into our bodies, and get close to the earth. You know, get away from all the processed foods and things like that. We need to find a practice. You know, a spiritual practice where we spend some time each day in meditation or doing Yigong or yoga or things like that is very important. We need to find some good process-oriented therapists. There's a lot of different techniques out there. We do that here as well to clear out the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, past experiences, because our etheric body is the divine blueprint. It's the whole and healthy, perfect self, and it's trying to come in and manifest, but it's blocked by, you know, the astral body and the mental and emotional bodies and things like that, where all your past life and wounds and traumas and, you know, all that stuff is going on. So the more you clear that out, the more your etheric body or your some people call it the blue body, can come in and reprogram your physical level. And that's where the miracle healings happen, is when you remove that stuff and all of a sudden your body just shifts. It'll go through a shift. And we've seen it happen spontaneously, and we've seen it happen, you know, over time. But it's real important that we do, you know, take personal responsibility for our lives. And, you know, people get upset when I say this a lot of times, but this victim role that most people are playing is the most disempowering role on the planet. And people use that victim program to gain either emotional or financial support from others. But there's a wheel, you know, it's the victim, persecutor, savior triangle, and it's spinning, and we're all on that in one degree or another. And we've got to get off that wheel and just focus on making our own personal connection with Source. Because, you know, the persecutors are just victims that are lashing out, basically. And saviors, you know, they feel good about themselves by saving others. And and just everybody feeding on each other in this endless drama. So we need to get out of that. we're having people right now trying to pull us into it. It's unbelievable. They're running all these programs and everything, and we just say, no, nope, not going there.
No, I'm not going there. Not doing that.
Yeah. No, I don't, you know, I understand what's going on here, and I just don't want to play.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to participate.
I don't want to play.
But and there's sometimes you do need to address it. You need to just call it out. Look, this is what's going on, and I don't want to play, you know.
Right.
And as you know, it can be
a bit lonely sometimes. Because there's not a lot of players.
Yeah, you know, Sonya Barrett, I had her on my show.
Oh, you
did. And I loved what she said.
Yeah.
And she said something really, I really agreed to it. She said, you know, before, she goes, I went to so many parties. I had so many friends. And everybody loved me. I went to everybody. And she said, when I started waking up, friends started dropping away. And she goes, now I've only got about five friends that I can hang out with, and we can have really meaningful conversations with, and unfortunately that's the way it works. But that's increasing exponentially. People are waking up, and there are more people out there. But I love what Yogananda said. You know, he said you have your biological family, and if your brother's a thief, you have to accept that, and you still have to love him. But you hang out with your spiritual family.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that feed you, you know, on a soul level. And I think that's what's happening right now. People are coming together in groups that want to engage the higher consciousness and energy, and they just don't want to play in that lower realm anymore.
Mm-hmm. It probably, I'm just conjecturing here, probably 50 years ago when we had this idea about, oh, well, let's get a commune or do this, right? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was probably where that was coming from. We kind of deeply knew that at some point we just wanted to hang out with people that were, you know, like-minded or like souls, you know.
Mm. Yeah, we have a field of dreams here because it's the veils are real thin between worlds here, and everything happens here. You can connect, you can heal at a much more rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that old saying, they said, you know, when you build it, they will come, you know. And I have a saying, you know, what they really said is, if you build it, you are dumb.
If you build it, you're dumb.
For years, nobody came, you know, when I built this.
Right.
It started 33 years ago. But now it's just, we're being flooded. There's tens of thousands of people that have come through here.
Wow.
You know, and they've had amazing experiences here. So it has finally taken off, and it's doing great. But it is, you know, what's sad is that the more you grow like this, the more your story gets out about what's happening, the more, you know, they say the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So,
yeah,
so
you've
got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a backlash.
I suspect it's true. And also, as we burn off our karma, for a lot of us, you know, we go through little bumps and grinds if we have to, you know, work out some things and that maybe we created in a past life or 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they can get, you know, they can get uncomfortable, but, you know, we always work through it, right?
Yeah, we always have what we need. If we go to the core of our being, it's there. And we have the ability to channel the source itself through us, through the heart. into any situation. But we just need to stop getting distracted from that.
Yes, sir. James Gilliland is with us. Well, as you know, divine source is everywhere. That's all it is, right? Source. Mm-hmm. And my teacher said one time, I thought it was great and maybe helpful, is when people say, well, how do I connect with it? And he said, well, one of the first things to do is just simply to believe that it exists and it's real. And that's a very important first step.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you want to hear the really sad joke we've played on it ourselves is that we're separate from omnipresent.
Right.
And and you can't. You can't separate yourself from God, but you can trap yourself in your ego and your personality self mm-hmm. and things like that. But the bad joke we've played on ourselves is that we are separate.
I know.
And we're not, somehow we're not within this unified field where everything is connected. And once we realize that, the big light goes on and goes, wait a second, how can I not be connected?
Because I am, right?
How can I not be connected to the Creator within all creation? You know, it's impossible.
That's a nice way to look at it, because it's not like we have to go somewhere or do something special. We already are connected. We right this moment, we are. I mean, you can't be not connected.
Exactly. But, you know, we're living this illusionary world that we're creating around us, mm-hmm. and we're magnetizing people and events according to our consciousness out of that unified field. And all we got to do is change our consciousness, and we start bringing in different, you know, different people and different events and things like that. And the more you realize that, the more empowered you become. And unfortunately, most of the programs are all set up to worship external things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is external. Everything is external.
Right.
You go to this teacher, that teacher, it's all external. And if that teacher isn't bending you inward to make your own personal connection with Source, they're doing a disservice. And unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on.
Yes, sir.
But the main thing is once you do connect with Source and you start expanding in consciousness, you're going to have experiences. You're going to meet these other higher dimensional beings. The more you expand, the more they're going to come to you and they go, oh, there's somebody, there's something we can work with, you know, but you never lose sight of, you know, if you get into worship mode, then you're leaking. You're like a battery and you're leaking.
Yeah.
And it's always coming from the core of your being, not from the external.
Yeah.
The core generates the external.
Yeah. Well said, because that's their job, right? There's a lot of real teachers out there just waiting for mm-hmm. souls to say, hey, you know, show me what's going on here. Here that leads right into a great email. This is from Brad. He is in Columbus. Patrick has mentioned often in his show he works with a spiritual master on the inner planes while he sleeps at night. I wonder if James can help me or Patrick, or you can join in too, of how to find a real teacher, a real spiritual master to guide me.
What I found out is that my suggestion is first, do healing, do clearings, clear any unseen negative influences.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, it's on our website, it's in all my books and everything, because it's so important. And make sure who you're talking to. Make sure you are working with the master, because there are a lot of faker spirits out there.
Sure.
People will say they're Jesus or Mary or some other master. And you don't feel any juice with them. You don't feel the love or the joy or the bliss, which is a good indicator. So first thing is you learn to do clearing. Clear your space. The more you clear the space, the more you can expand in consciousness. Because if there are things within that space that will keep you constricted, you need to clear those out. So that's first and foremost. And when you do meet your main teacher and guide, just make sure they're coming from Christ or Buddha consciousness on a high level and work with them and then run everything else through that connection. You know, because there are a lot of other beings will try to pop in and divert you and distract you and things like that. So it's very important to learn how to maintain your self-authority. That's what we teach here. That's what's in the books, the first book especially. Reading with Source has that in it. And that's what I would suggest. And they're waiting. I mean, there's a whole multiverse out there waiting to engage us. But we have to initiate it. We have to initiate it and set that as our intention, but qualify the intention that I want to work with
mm-hmm.
benevolent beings, you know, on, you know, fifth dimension on up that are here to in service to humanity, the earth, when you do this.
Yes, sir. In my experience, it's because they're not going to invade or encroach on our space, because that's a sacred space without us opening up.
Exactly. And the other ones will, though. I mean, they will try.
Yes. Oh, the bad dudes. You mean the bad actors, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I guess they'll always be around, though, huh, James? And the more this golden age happens for souls on this planet, I guess the bad guys increase in their, just like in the movies, will increase in their energy as well.
Yeah, well, they're on a downward spiral.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically imploding on themselves, and they're not going to be around too much longer, because of the shift that we're going through, the highly energized place in space. But they are going to do all they can to hang on and to keep control and power over others and keep people distracted and things like that. But that whole game is imploding. And tyranny has a frequency, and it's not frequency specific to where the earth is going. And so you're going to see the tyrants come forward. You're going to see the masks come down, and they're going to be exposed for who they are and what they're doing.
So it must be, do you think the earth must have its own state of consciousness, its own soul, if you will, and is evolving just like everybody else?
Exactly. If you go, I have these in my presentations, I show these photographs. They're undeniable of volcanoes going off with like Pele or some other master there appearing, in these volcanoes. And like when Mount St. Helens went off, I have a photograph of this. It looks like a purple, very large being that's just pure purple energy that looks like a goddess energy. And, the sun has, they have photographs of the sun where you can see actually beings in the sun. They're non-physical beings, but they're huge. And so there's so many dimensions and consciousness throughout all those dimensions. And when you start understanding how this works, there are mountains that have their own consciousness, rivers have their own consciousness. It's all intertwined.
So, Sue, as soul, what's your opinion, your experience? Do you think we all kind of evolved all the way up from maybe light and sound to gas and to rocks and dust and bugs and all the way up to this? Do you think that's how it worked?
Well, it's basically what happened is that, if you really get into Genesis, the real story is what it says is in the beginning, the Father of all fathers created the gods who created the heavens and the earth. And so there was a tremendous light explosion, and the source bent inward, contemplated itself. There was the Big Bang, whatever you want to call it, and these beings went out, and they were endowed with the same abilities as the Creator. And they started creating, from the higher dimensions all the way down to the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And the trap was when they created the physical, they had non-physical bodies. And so the only way to experience the physical is to come into a physical body with all the five senses and hot, cold, touch, all that stuff. So the problem came is that when they did that, the planet was pretty primitive, and they came into a body, and next thing you know, they started getting munched on by the carnivores, and they started experiencing hot and cold and fear and survival and all those things. Well, those emotions trapped them in the physical body, and this is just kind of a short story.
Sure.
And we're still dealing with that. We're still having to let go of those energies to reach the higher plane. So they had to create lower planes for us to reincarnate from, because we haven't dropped the fear and their survival and all of that stuff, that the trauma from a lot of these other experiences. And those lower planes have become very full because people haven't been doing their work. But
yeah. Wow.
those planes are being cleaned up and healed, and so it's making it easier for people on Earth to expand and go outward now. And that's kind of the process we're undergoing.
Have you experienced and communicated in other realities with people that you knew that translated what we call died here?
Oh, yeah. I've had that ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I had my grandfather appeared to me, and it freaked me out. And I went and told my parents about it, and I gave them detailed information that I should not have known any of that. And I've always had that.
Yeah.
Had people pop in and
yeah.
say hi, and usually they need help. You know, usually they're asking for help. I didn't know that when I was younger, and I didn't have the tools
mm-hmm.
to help them, you know, to clear them. So it was kind of traumatic.
Sure. Has it helped you to remember some of your past lives?
Oh, definitely. What happens is I have full awareness of other lives and other dimensions and the wisdom that came with those. And some of them, I mean, this is a walk on the wild side, but I have memories of flying by the earth before it was totally solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hadn't totally solidified yet. But we've all done that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I've done everything to be, I've been yogis and lamas and things like that, but I've also been cripples, you know. I was a Viking warrior, I was a road bandit
mm-hmm.
in Mexico. It's like I've done everything, and I've gained the wisdom from those experiences, and it's allowed me more compassion to understand people and how they got into the positions that they got into and how to heal those, you know, and not judge and condemn them, but actually focus on how do we heal, you know, those wounds and traumas. Because, you know, I had appeared to me right in front of me, an aspect of myself that's this huge Viking warrior, and he had coal all over his face, and, you know, he was a scary dude. and then I found out in that life his family was killed, and they were murdered by another tribe, another clan, you know. So he went in there with his broad axe and just pretty much took out the whole village and you know, fearless warrior, because he didn't care if he died or not. So, but the problem was is that he had this incredible warrior spirit and fearless spirit, but it was also extremely wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to heal that aspect of myself and clear that up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all these beneficial parts of these lives that we can gain the wisdom from that experience and use, and then we have other parts that we need to heal and clear. And some people do that. They have soul retrieval, and
sure.
there's all these different names for that. But, you know, as we heal those aspects of ourselves, we just get clearer and clearer and clearer, and it helps out the whole planet. It helps out the other dimensions as well.
Yeah. James Gillen is with a quick little story. Years ago, I was beginning to get, you know, a tax resister kind of guy, and was all feisty about, you know, this and that, and had my moments with the IRS and healing all that now. And then I had a past life clear experience that my teacher showed me, where I was running along the turret, you know, one of these castles, and I had this fluffy stuff, James, you know, under your neck, you know, all that gooey, you know, like probably 14th century, 15th, something like that. And
yeah.
I'm running along this turret with a piece of paper in my hand and screaming down to all these screaming people that we will not pay these taxes. So it was really helpful for me to see that and see how I was just balancing out all of the, you know, the stuff. And it's helpful sometimes, you know, to understand why we had the urges to do this or that in this lifetime, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think a lot of those systems, as we don't need those experiences, are going to transform and change and not be so oppressive.
Sure.
And that's part of the process that's going on right now.
Yeah. So you keep alluding to that you really think that there's going to be some real beneficial golden age type changes big time on planet Earth coming.
Yeah, I think there's two things going on. One, this energy is going to accelerate everything and amplify everything. So it's going to get a little bumpy and a little chaotic on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to stay focused on the light, you know, on the higher,
right.
higher dimensional, you know, universal law and things like that. And the more we do it, this other stuff is going to heal and its foundations are going to crumble and, you know, it's going to go away and we'll have something else to do, something better. But
how does that square with the idea that there's always going to be this land of opposites? How does this golden age kind of idea happen in a warring planet of opposites of planet Earth that's going through, I would say, you know, in the Kali Yuga, which is the worst of the worst? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is how that works. Basically, the polarities of positive and negative negative isn't really negative. It's just an energy. It's like females are more negative energy,
right,
and
right,
males are more positive.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that positive negative within ourselves. Our left side is more of the receiver. It's more subjective. Our right side is the side that carries things out and makes things happen. And we have both male and female within us as well when we find that balance. But what I see is that you can still have the polarities you need for creation without evil.
Mm-hmm.
And evil is something totally different. And evil is kind of like miscreation. It's separate, and it feeds off of everything else. It can't generate its own energy, and it's different than the polarities that are needed for creation. So it's good to make that.
Yeah, I see. I understand.
That difference.
That's well said. So you have the polarities which we need for creation, but evil is evil. And my experience is that evil only exists, the more we react to it, the more, the stronger it gets. That's what it eats for breakfast, is our reactions.
Yeah, it has to feed on the negative energy, and it does. And so we need to stop giving it food.
So hence would be the same principle going on, I guess, James, with the Internet, right? All of the wonderful things that are there for, but look at on the other side of well, it's tricking people into buying into a lot of stuff that just doesn't make sense, or who cares?
Yeah, exactly. What I see, there's so many things that are going on. It's what you entertain and what you engage. There's an old saying too, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So in your mind, if you have a negative thought process and you're filled with a lot of fear and a lot of programming and things like that, that's what you're going to experience around you. Those are the beings you're going to draw to you, seen and unseen.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we clean up our own consciousness, and then that is going to change the other experiences that happen in our daily life.
Here's an email from Carol. Does James have an insight on our current political situation? Is the current president helping or hurting us by his actions?
Boy, that's an interesting one. I'm going to receive a lot of flack for this one if I tell what's really going on.
Go ahead and tell what's really going on. We want to know. Go give your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
none of these guys are perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. You know, but you have to really go from what they're come from. You know, and a lot of them are doing the best they can. But there's two factions going on. I'll tell you one thing is that almost all of the main leaders, Russia, China, even the United States, everything are now in touch with the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians are a very advanced race of beings. They actually started the colonies of Atlantis, Lemuria, which kind of fell and went through their mm-hmm. learning process.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in touch with these higher dimensional beings. And, you know, Kuan Yin and all the other masters are working with this too as well. And there's a plan unfolding. And, you know, if you see, there's a lot of ships following Air Force One. And even Fox News has covered this.
Ah.
You know, these ships following Air Force One. There's been many attempts to shoot down Air Force One that have been thwarted by other jets that are following it, you know, that are protecting it, and other forces as well. And so there is a master plan happening. The real collusion is collusion with the higher dimensions. Is what's going on.
They blamed it on the Russians, right?
Yeah. So that's what's happening. So on the highest level, the Earth is going through a reset. All these higher dimensional beings are involved in it. They're working through the major leaders right now. They're doing all they can, but they're up against this force that's so ingrained, it's so deeply entrenched,
mm-hmm.
that it's that whole, whatever you want to call it, Luciferian, satanic, demonic, there's all kinds of names you want to give it, but that force has been very entrenched in here, you know, ever since Mardu, and so they're working very hard, you know, to clean this up. The people need to get behind this and forget about what, you know, the lamestream media is telling them. You know, most of that is deception.
Yeah.
And really go back to the basics. And, you know, where do you get your information from? How have you formed your opinion? Is this true? Do you have any personal experience with this? You know, or are you just going on what other people are saying? And, you know, if you're formed your belief systems around CNN or one of the mainstream or MSNBC or any of these guys, you've been so socially programmed that you don't, there's it's going to be a really hard one to get out. You just need to shut that TV off.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
And look at what they do, not what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's there's one force trying to get everything back on track to restore the Republic, which is the divine document, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are divinely inspired in documents. And there's a group, moving in that direction and trying to free the people and bring prosperity back to the planet. And, you know, there's that group, and there's another group that wants to continue with the separation game, you know, and create, every separation game you can think of, they're playing, you know, the cultural separation game, the color separation game, the religious separation game, even the gender separation game that they're doing. They're just trying to create conflict.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to back away from this and say, wait a second, these guys, all they're doing is spewing out conflict and creating more conflict, and we need to just get away from that. And then we can see clearly what's going on, but it's a real gray area to explain. You know, there's people that have, you know, past that weren't too positive that have changed and they're doing the right thing now, and there's people that are in positions that have been negative all along, and they're trying to continue and perpetuate that negativity.
Yeah. Well, I've been in the media for 50 years, and I've never seen anything like this, what's going on now with trying to...
Yeah, you got
to
trust your heart. You know,
I mean...
When you turn the TV on and you start feeling like crap, and you feel that energy coming at you, and they're just screaming, you know, vile... judgments and things like that, and that's all they do. I mean, why would you even want that in your life? I mean, I can't even have a TV around me. I threw that thing out in the 70s.
Boy, me too. Boy, I just don't get involved with that. Well, James, you're a good man. Thanks for being with us. All the best, and let us know if we can help with anything in the future.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show, and keep up the great work you're doing as well.
Thank you, sir. See you soon, and may the blessings be.